Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, college basketball doubleheader on ESPN. Kyle Filipowski, number 9, Duke hosting Wake Forest at 7. Then you got Kansas and Texas Tech. Great action coming your way tonight on ESPN. Very quickly, just a little more of the color from the game last night. What did we all think of J.J. Watt's haircut? What did we think? What did you think?
Nah, bro.
You like
that
it?
That ain't it.
You didn't like it?
You got to take chances, J.J. I feel you, baby. Take a chance every now and then.
What's Malibu's?
Oh, Malibu's Most Wanted?
That's dirty, dog.
Giving white people a bad reputation.
Oh, man.
I think he looks good. Maybe it's just me. I think he looks good.
Great. His hair.
You need to go with that cut, Greg. I think you rock it.
I don't know that I could pull it off, but yeah, it's J.J. Watt, and I'm not. All right, with that, we are delighted that you are here. We welcome you live to the Seaport. We're brought to you by Chase. Dan Orlovsky, fresh off the red eye, hasn't seen the highlight yet, the magical moments of last night, Super Bowl 58. The final hour might well have been as good an hour as we've ever seen in Super Bowl history. Let's go through some of the biggest moments last night. Obviously, the players coming out, the coaches coming out, all ready to go. Here's the moment that changes everything, Dan. Daryl Luter, the ball's going to hit his foot on the punt. Whose fault is this?
Yeah, I think it's really a bad break. You know, you can see the return man double finger pointing, trying to non-verbally communicate, get away from the football. He doesn't, and then it's an easy turnover, and I love this play call. They do a switch release vertical. Everybody flows horizontal with the back. MVS with a touch throw over the top.
That's really the moment that changes the game. San Francisco felt in control. Fourth quarter, here's Purdy, and here's Juwan Jennings, who had a terrific night.
Yeah, impressive drive right down the field by Brock Purdy, and then the ball placement on that one-step slant by Jennings, and then the physicality to get in, a huge play, and then an even bigger play is Kansas City's special teams unit blocking that extra point.
The difference between a three-point deficit and a four-point deficit, and the point made here by Jeff and others, that's just a terrible kick. And then the critical moments from Mahomes, that's a third down and two. You're going to see a third and seven as well.
In the brain, that's a check at the line of scrimmage by him. This is an old-school formation. This is a couple years ago. Kansas City Chiefs getting man coverage. Kelce sets Warner, runs away, little pick, and it's a beautiful job of driving down the field for the chance to tie the game with the Harrison-Butker field goal.
29 yards, and so we go to overtime. I'm going to tell you in a moment, the Niners, many of their players did not know the new overtime rules. To be clear, the coach definitely did. He took the ball knowing what the rules were, and despite a lot of people questioning that. Here's Christian McCaffrey. What a night.
I thought it was a great play by Brock Purdy as well. Just pressure off his right. McCaffrey gets it and then sets a little hessian down the sideline, and this offense started to roll. And then Brock Purdy gets outside the pocket. This is something he's brought to this offense. Unbelievable play to reset, and Kyle Juszczyk finds open on the sideline.
Purdy played great. He didn't win the game, but I think we all feel he played really well. Now, Chris Jones, Jeff, unblocked.
Can't have it. Can't have miscommunication.
That's a touchdown.
Biggest play of the season. Somebody, yeah, wide open. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's the reason the Niners wind up kicking a field goal instead of scoring a touchdown. Now, here's the biggest play of the year. Patrick Mahomes calling his own number on fourth down and the Super Bowl to go. And then here is third and six, Dan.
Yeah, remarkable job. Again, that's the same play that they hit Kelce on right in that two-minute drive. They just flip responsibilities. Yep. Great check by Patrick. He drifts away from pressure and ball out.
It's another third down.
Unbelievable job by Patrick here. Here's the thing, the no hesitation. Sees the linebackers part, foot in the ground, go.
He led his team in rushing last night with 66 yards. Steve Wilks tried absolutely everything, but none of it worked. Here's your game winner.
First and goal. Mahomes swings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
An unbelievable night, one of the great finishes, maybe the greatest finish in Super Bowl history. Mahomes, 399 total yards of offense and his third Super Bowl MVP.
I can't even explain what was going through my mind. I was just extreme joy. Didn't even know where to go.
Just so excitement, man. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of the guys, and to battle to the very end. I mean, that was a microcosm of our season. I said it, everybody came together, and we were able to get the win.
Never doubt my mind, baby. Never doubt my mind. We knew when they had to kick a field goal that it was on us. We got the best quarterback in the league. We got the best offensive mind in the league. And we got the most determination out of any team in the NFL. And you saw all of that today.
I got asked so many times as a dynasty. I don't know what a dynasty. I mean, you guys, you have the thesaurus. So, I mean, you figured it out. But it's a great win. It's because I know how hard it is to do.
These guys love it. They love it.
Are we a dynasty? No, I didn't know what a dynasty is. I'm not sure what it is.
Can you define it for me, please?
It's a dynasty, bro. You know it. I mean, you've been coaching long. I've been alive. You know what a dynasty is because you're coaching one right now.
You're saying that's an offensive lineman talking, right?
Yeah, he's a former. I mean, yeah, of course we're going to be modest. We're going to be modest about it. But no, listen, last week I even held back about dynasty talk. When you go out here and do something that no team has done in 2 decades and 3 and 5 years, yeah, bro, you are officially a dynasty.
I don't think that's overstating it. I don't think it was a dynasty until they won last
night. That's right.
You got to seal the deal. But the third one in this group, 3 is the magic number. A lot of teams, not suggesting it's easy to do, but there have been many teams that have won 2 in a relatively short period of time. The sport is defined by the ones who win more than 2. The Browns in the 50s, the Packers in the 60s, the Steelers in the 70s, the Niners in the 80s, the Cowboys in the 90s. The Patriots did it twice in the last 20 years, 2 separate iterations. And now this team, there is no question. These Kansas City Chiefs are a dynasty worthy of being compared to all of them.
Yeah, this is the 20s belong to them, the roaring 20s of the Chiefs, and no one's going to get in front of them anytime soon. This is probably, last year was the weakest team they had in a long time, won a Super Bowl. This team is weaker than that, won a Super Bowl. They moved on from Tyreek Hill in part because they had to choose between him or Chris Jones, and it seems like even though Tyreek Hill is playing well or great in Miami, it seems like they made the right choice because Chris Jones was a difference maker and always is in these big games.
Look, there are so many reasons why they won and so much credit that goes around, but clearly the majority of it is going to go to Patrick Mahomes. It's his 3rd championship. It's his 3rd Super Bowl MVP. He is now tracking towards being one of the great players we've ever seen in any sport in American history. Danny, you have tape.
Put the ball in his hands and go win the football game. Really, the difference in the two teams is how one defense handled motion, one didn't. So this is Kansas City in motion a little bit in the second half. So they motion Kelce over, okay? He's just trying to get a matchup on the linebacker. Linebacker stays inside. Kelce sets him, runs away. But pay attention to that corner. Mooney Ward's got vision on him because what you're going to see, ball comes out and he squats, okay? The punt, fumble, the muff, they get the ball. The very first play, they get that little similar motion by Kelce. Pay attention. They're going to switch release. MVS is going to go up the seam from the outside. Kelsey's going to go outside. Both guys are going to follow the back that goes horizontally. You're paying attention as a coaching staff. MVS uncovered. Look at all those guys that are left there. Miscommunication by San Francisco's defense. 1st and 10. Here we go with this motion again. Justin Watson goes over. Look at all these moving parts by San Francisco's defense. Look at all the miscommunication. Guys are left with nothing. Easy check down to Noah Gray. Gets 13 yards strictly because the lack of communication by San Francisco's defense. We get motion again, 3rd down. Look at all the moving parts by guys. Switching Logan Ryan and Burks and the safety dropping down. Then they take Watson, they push him vertical. Look at nobody is covering Travis Kelce because of that lack of communication and plan for how they were going to handle pressure. That's the story of the game for me with Kansas City's offense. That and Patrick's checks at the line of scrimmage. But it was brilliant by Kansas City. They motioned to or with Travis Kelce, I think like 87% of the time in the second half. That's the difference of the game. Those really backup players for San Francisco struggled to cover it.
And Mahomes, again, joined Steve Young, the only quarterbacks ever to lead their own team in rushing in a Super Bowl win. So he's got 399 total yards of offense.
I just want to say, because I love the tape, and I love it, and that's all factual, right? But let's be real. When it all mattered, there was one dude on the field that separated himself, and that was Patrick Mahomes.
How?
On 4th down, 4th and 1, calls his own number, go get it. 3rd down, call my own number, go get it. Need a pass, be put right one of my name, going to go get it. Like, all the design, all the scheme, all the whatever, right? You hear us say all the time, it's players over plays. When it comes to players, that's the player. Like, there is no – and Wood said this in the first hour. Like, there's no comparing him to contemporaries, dude. This dude literally willed his team to win on the final drive of the fourth quarter through overtime, making play after play after play. And it ain't about scheme. It's about how he executes. Because, listen, San Fran gave up, what, 25? I mean, like San Francisco's defense, they struggle some, yeah, but they played pretty freaking good. Yeah. Like, they gave you a fighting chance. The problem is when that dude is who you're going against, it's just tough to stop, man.
You made a good comparison this morning about what era we may be living in right now.
Yeah, we're in the Michael Jordan era right now.
No doubt.
We're like, it's, you know, it's like, you know, all these guys that we constantly talk about on the show, the Josh Allen, the Joe Burrow, the Lamar Jacksons, they're all bumping their head going up against, you know, the greatest of this era right now. And, and the scary thing is, like we talked about, like, this is supposed to be the most vulnerable Chiefs team, okay? But they come out here, they go on the road and beat Buffalo and Buffalo. They go on the road and beat Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, and now they finish it off by beating the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. Like, we are literally in the Jordan era now with a quarterback that's only 28 years old.
So we'll let Spags be the Pippen. He's Pippen.
He's Pippen. Do you see that stat, though? Yeah. In their Super Bowl wins, they're minus 13 in the first three quarters, plus 30
yes.
The fourth quarter overtime.
Yeah, he has – there have been 7 double-digit comebacks in Super Bowl history. He has 3 of them by himself. But let's – that last drive, or the last two, the one in the regulation and then one in the overtime, you're talking about moments, right? We always – Michael Jordan had moments. The great ones not only have great performances, but have moments you'll never forget. Those two drives are the stuff of legend for the rest of time.
Yeah, it was incredible, and the – part that was most amazing is we all knew. Whole people in their homes. They done left Pat too much time. We all knew. And Steve Wilks, God bless his heart, did a great job and was calling everything he could call. You can't blame that man. And I think part of the reason why the second half is the way it is to the point that Dan was making, Patrick has more control on the offense. You've already showed everything that you got in the game. We get to the fourth quarter in overtime. I know all the things you got. I'm going to put it in my computer. You bring it up, I'm changing to the play to beat that.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason we have a quarterback that's this talented and also added this to his game. So he comes in the league, he's big numbers guy, big plays. He's added this game manager style to his game that's really made him special. Where he seems like he's always in control.
And Dom, think about it in this regard. He has changed the style of play. He had 400 yards of offense
yesterday
in the Super Bowl.
Led his
400
team
yards of offense in the Super Bowl 20 years ago had never been done type of stuff.
It's
just like ho-hum. You're dead on. Like you have to credit scheme a little bit because it showed up and the motions mattered.
Absolutely.
But I remember the 4th-and-1 when they run the little zone read and essentially we were, you know, Chris Fowler was like, what do you call? I'm like, I don't know. And Lewis was like, just put the ball in Patrick's hands.
That's it.
And
that's
exactly
it.
What they
that's
did.
That's exactly right. It just it's a completely, I said it this morning when we were talking. It's like the Matrix, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever seen, like, everything slows down. One of you guys, either Wood or Nick said, it's like all he's doing is in zeros and ones. Like, he just sees it so differently.
That flow is so good.
Yeah. It's like everything is slow. Nothing is rushed. Everything feels like he's going to make the right move when it matters. Yeah.
All right, let me leave this here for the moment. Wow. I have so much to do. But I've just seen some new quotes that I think you need to hear coming out of the San Francisco side last night. I do not think reflect particularly well on them. We're going to get to that. Let's go. So much more on Kansas City's comeback. What does it mean for Mahomes? What does it mean for his quest to catch Tom Brady? All the rest of that. We'll dive into it. And then you're going to hear some of the things the 49ers said afterwards last night. The big decision that Kyle Shanahan made, he knew what he was doing. Seems a lot of his players did not. You need to hear this next. Get up on ESPN. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Back on Get Up with Super Sunday Superlatives. Jeff, most impressive to you from last night's Super Bowl 58.
Fourth and Super Bowl is on the line. Patrick Mahomes, zone read. But here's my favorite part. We've talked about drops all season. Don't give somebody else a chance to screw it up. Pulls it down, carries that thing, go make it happen. Hey, guess who won't mess it up? That dude. He calls his own number, continues the drive. They win the game. Most impressive play of the Super Bowl for me.
It's literally fourth and the season to go. And they call his number. D-Wood, biggest disappointment.
I still think, man, CMC could – I think he's underutilized. I think he's underutilized in this game. If you look at – if you watch the game particularly early, there was a moment in time in this game where the San Francisco 49ers were controlling the line of scrimmage. I think they could have – I think the 49ers could have utilized CMC more during that period. And maybe they could have jumped out – they could have jumped out further ahead against this
third
Kansas
quarter.
City Chiefs.
And then, Nick, biggest moment last night.
Well, I know that Jeff said don't ever throw it at nobody, but at some point you're going to have to trust someone. And I think this game-winning touchdown is the thing that we're going to remember. Mecole Hardman, who was on a different team earlier in the season, I don't know, maybe the Jets, gets open in the perfect moment, and Patrick Mahomes hits him.
What's the play call?
Corn dog.
Corn dog, baby. Corn dog.
You always thought a guy that was playing for the Jets would be a
if you had told me on September 1st Mecole Hardman is going to catch the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, I would have been really excited about it. Obviously, it didn't go the way we want. Now, I want to make sure that we set this thing up properly for everybody because, you know, the game ends late last night. We come in here. We are just getting these quotes. Our staff is working on cutting them so you will hear the sound bites. I'm actually being told right now by our producers that we have it. So let me set it up for you here. Last night was the first game in NFL history with the new playoff overtime rules. It was the first game that has ever been played in pro football where a team could score a touchdown on the opening drive of overtime and the game not be over. Kyle Shanahan knew that, and you'll hear him say so. Andy Reid and the Chiefs obviously knew that. Many of the 49er players apparently did not. Listen to this.
I didn't even know about the new playoff overtime rule, so it was a surprise to me.
You know what? I didn't even realize that the playoff rules were different in overtime, so I assumed you just want the ball because you score a touchdown and win, but I guess that's not the case. So I don't really – I don't totally know the strategy there. No. No, we haven't talked about it, no.
But that, man, that's I'm not sure what to say. Andy,
what are y'all doing?
for the record, Andy Reid.
Overshare. Don't overshare. Don't ever overshare in life.
Andy Reid said afterwards, we've talked about it all year. We talked about it in training camp, about how the rules were different in regular season versus the playoffs. Every week of the playoffs, we talked about the overtime rule. Chris Jones of the Chiefs actually said, we knew what our game plan was. Had we won the coin toss, whether we want to defer or not, we knew what our plan was from there. He said that if they had given up a touchdown, the Chiefs were prepared to go for two.
Yeah.
So the players were extremely prepared in the circumstances. Now you start thinking to yourself, does it impact the way it goes? If the 49er offensive players are playing with the mindset, a touchdown wins the game, ends the game, and a field goal does not, I guess that could on some level impact what they're doing.
It feels minor, but I mean, it would have been really sad if they did score a touchdown and then they said,
they're celebrating.
Put your helmet back on.
They're celebrating. Yeah. They're all running around. Helmets up. That would have looked really bad.
We got more work to do.
What were you about to say?
No, it reflects, in my opinion, poorly on Kyle Shanahan because we all know that the game of football is so situational, right? Like, and for you to openly admit that we had no idea about the new playoff format. You know, like this whole thing has been implemented for two seasons.
2 years.
And those guys had no idea.
Yeah, this was the first game that it applied. It is probably worth adding to the conversation that there had only been one overtime in Super Bowl history before, and Kyle Shanahan coached in that game. Right.
Right.
So Kyle Shanahan is aware that the game can go to overtime. He was in one, the one they lost to Brady. The rules were different then. The Patriots got the ball, they went down and scored, and the game was over. That would not have been the case last night. As for the decision to take the ball in the first place, that's a topic last night. You'll hear Shanahan addressing his thinking on that here.
That's just something we talked about with, you know, that none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we just thought it'd be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them to at least to a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
What do we think here?
Yeah, it just seems to me that he's skipping the first step. It's like, to get to third, you got to get past first and second. Yeah. And I would think if what he's essentially saying there, which I agree with, is they want control. And Dan used this terminology too. You want control of the game. And you have more control of the game when you get the ball second. So that you know they kicked the field goal. And they did get the Chiefs to a fourth down. They would have punted. If the Chiefs got the ball, they would have punted on maybe fourth and one. Yeah, they might have gone for it, but they could have punted. Then in that situation, there's no thought process.
Well, and to be clear, even if they would have gone for it in that fourth and one, when you know every single drive or every single sequence of downs is four down territory and there is no option of that, it will change the way you call your offensive plays anyway.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think it changes the way that Kansas City goes about their drive, knowing that we are a, you know, success or go home situation. You know, San Francisco on their drive, maybe they would have ran the ball on third down and not thrown it or something like that, knowing it had to be four down territory. And that's the control aspect
of it. I also like, by giving them the ball first, I like that you can end the game no matter what. Because even if the Chiefs go down to score, they're going to kick an extra point.
Right.
It'll be down seven. You'll have that opportunity to then say, you know what? I don't want to mess with Patrick Mahomes again. I think I have a chance to gain 3 yards right here. Let me do that. So it was
the Chiefs' plan that it happened to them.
I'm not sure how it breaks down as far as probability, but it seems like he gave the Chiefs a slight edge right there.
But this is why I love Kyle Shanahan. I think he's one of our great coaches. This was a mistake. The more I am removed from a game, it's a mistake, okay? Yeah. First of all, Patrick had just gone down the field to end the football game.
Yeah.
They didn't stop him.
Right.
They ran out of time.
Right.
Okay? Second of all, you have to know who you're going against. If he had me going against me, then sure, kick the field, you'll probably win the game. But you're going against a killer.
Right.
You're going against the guy that you don't want to give any opportunity let alone four chances.
It's also easily forgotten because so many things happened in the second half and overtime of that game. But Kyle Shanahan, I think there's a lot to question about the way he did, or more to the point, did not use his timeouts at the end of the first half also. He easily could have manufactured a situation, Dan, and you're doing the game, where he uses his timeouts late in the first half and he gives his quarterback 45 seconds to a minute. As Kansas City is going in to score, it was only Reed. He didn't call a timeout till there were 20 seconds left. He could have used his timeouts earlier and had something in the neighborhood of a minute to try and go down and score at the end. That made no sense to me.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I was surprised that they didn't use the timeouts. I was surprised they weren't more aggressive when they actually got the football. Brock had been playing so well, and they were hot. So I think what would happen, like when you talk about the decision for to take the ball first, and then when you talk about the players that are talking in reference to being not knowing the new rules, a couple things that are surprises to me. They're
real
both
quick.
Veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the veterans to not to know that.
Right.
And then for that football team knowing they're a bona fide Super Bowl contender and to not be prepared for that situation, again, that's a mistake.
Yeah, we just got those together. It's a great job by our staff of getting them ready to go here on the air. As we approach the bottom of the hour, so much more on Kansas City's comeback. Mahomes, a masterpiece. What does it mean for him historically and his team? We're talking about it all morning. And then here we go, Dominique. Hembo's ready for you this morning. From 1929 through 31, the Packers had the first three-peat in pro football history. Which team did it next?
1929?
1929.
Oh.
Don Hutson.
Old Don Hutson.
Back with the answer next.
We couldn't even use the same bathroom.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot. taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
All right, bottom of the hour here on Get Up. Dan, we'll have a touchscreen for you in just a moment, but here's today's question. So the Packers from 1929 through 1931 had the first three-peat in pro football history. Which team did it next?
I refuse to participate. This is a nonsense question. Yeah. I don't believe in any history pre-segregation or pre-integration. Yeah. That don't count. I don't count it.
In fact, can I hold on 1 second?
Uh-oh.
If I may just hear very quickly. Yeah.
No. Oh.
I'm pulling out the challenge flag.
Yes, sir.
I'm challenging this. This is much too cute, yeah. Okay? The answer is the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
They won, but 4 of the 5 that they won were not in the NFL. It was the old AAFC, which is why he called it pro football history.
Yeah.
You only know that if you spent your whole childhood reading books about sports like I did and Hembo did. So that is a terrible question.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. I got the answer, Greeny. I think it's the Cleveland Browns.
That's correct.
Oh, give me that, Hembo.
I'm telling you right now. Yes, dunk it on him. Go ahead. I think my challenge has been upheld. I definitely do not lose a timeout on that one. Okay, let's get to what everyone has been waiting for all morning long, and that is Dan, fresh off the red eye from Las Vegas with a touchscreen on the great Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's going to be about the game-winning drive, 2 runs and a pass, and what you're going to see is them stressing defense's eyes. This is going to be that 4th-and-1. Now, what they're going to do is line up in the bunch 4 strong. What is 4 strong? I've talked about it all week. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 people to a certain side of the formation. They're going to motion Kelce down. Now, when they motion Kelce down, they're just trying to get from one side to the other when it comes to the football. Now, here's the thing that matters. When they go ball into the belly of the back, okay, and they flow that way, they're banking on this defensive end. It's 4th-and-1.
Yeah, right.
Nick Bosa, we know that you are going to crash down. You've been doing it all game, okay? So they are banking on that happening, not blocking him. Now this turns into really a triple option for Patrick Mahomes. As that happens, you have Travis Kelce going to the flat. Hey, if he wins to the flat right now, Patrick, dump it off. And then you have Rashee Rice coming into this little vacated area right here. If he's open, dump it off. But at the end of the day, it's 4th-and-1. I don't care if they're wide open. If no one is accounting for you, do not throw the football, because Rashee Rice is wide open. You can make the case, throw the football, and Logan Ryan covers Kelce, but no one is accounting for Patrick Mahomes. See, Nick Bosa right here came down flat to the line of scrimmage. Okay, 4th-and-1, huge conversion. It's really a version of a triple option modern day for Patrick Mahomes. Now let's go to the 3rd-and-1. Couple things that stand out here that matter. When you have your wide receiver right here in the 3 position, Rashee Rice, and there is a linebacker off and inside, you know it's zone coverage. He knows it's zone, not man, okay? Now, when San Francisco plays zone coverage, it's what we call a match coverage. What happens is when people come towards their area, it turns into a version of man. So what happens with this linebacker, he's going to push that way as Travis Kelce is going to go vertical. So that linebacker is gone. Patrick sees him vacate. And then Fred Warner, as Rashee Rice is going to go on the shallow, has vision on him. So Patrick knows there's nobody left in the middle of the field. You do not have to be a passer here. Once he sees those linebackers vacate, he's already running. No hesitation, take off, 3rd-and-1, go get the first down. Fantastic instinctual reactions. Now let's go to the game winner. The game winner is the same exact play they beat the Philadelphia Eagles in last year, okay? We're gonna see it again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Talked about it for 2 weeks, 4 strong. I want everyone to pay attention to San Francisco's defensive eyes. Miko Hardman, you guys remember this from last year, he's gonna fake motion across and go back where he came from.
The important thing is all these guys have eyes in the backfield. They continually attack the nickel, okay? Look at when they go ball fake again underneath. Look at the eyes of everybody. They are stuck. All you want those guys to do is take one step in, and then you are going to outflank them with Mecole Hardman. Those guys get hung for a second. See, hands on right there. Those DBs over there, Dom knows it. He puts hands on. Mecole Hardman is now going to outflank the defense. Kelce is going to just create traffic on Mooney Ward. Walk-in touchdown for Kansas City. Brilliant by Andy Reid and Matt Nagy in that situation. The two runs, trusting the quarterback, him doing the right thing instead of the good thing. And then that game winner again is taking advantage of San Francisco's eyes. They step down and you outflank them.
That was Kadarius Toney last year who caught that one 100%. In the Super Bowl. And now here's Mecole Hardman. Tape is so incredibly good. And again, nothing safer, you would think, in the quarterback's mind than if I can run for it, I'll just get it. Because
so often
you take no chance on anything.
And so often a quarterback would make the throw. You never know. And so it's, again, another great decision making by Patrick. If you're there, it's your ball.
Okay, so. I said this earlier, I have been known at times to be prone to some hyperbole, but I think when it comes to Patrick Mahomes at this point, that's bordering on impossible. Let me show you a couple of different moments or a couple of different graphics here to illustrate the story. We showed you this last week. He has joined it. Jeff, what is the first thing you notice about this screen?
Only one in there with a shield, that NFL, man. Listen, that is that's remarkable, historic. When you showed it to me last week and we had this conversation, I was blown away that he was even in this conversation. He has elevated himself to a whole new stratosphere.
So three championships and two MVPs in your first seven seasons, the only football player ever to do it. Most double-digit Super Bowl comebacks. Mahomes has done it in all three of his Super Bowl championships. The entire history of the Super Bowl besides him, it's happened four times combined. Brady did it twice, so he is Captain Comeback. Here is his career at this moment, Dominique. Six seasons as a starter. AFC title game every year. Four times in the Super Bowl, three of them he's the champion, and in all three he's the MVP, plus a two-time regular season MVP. So when we talk about historical greatness, when we use expressions like GOAT that we love to throw around now, part of that involves longevity. It has to. You have to be around in order to accomplish more things. So there's no point in putting him in that context yet. He's 28. But what I think we can very easily say is he's the best player we've ever seen. He's 28 years old and he's done this. No one has ever done that.
He is on track to be up there in those conversations, but we already saw that he's had the best start that anyone's ever had. As Jeff said, he's the only one in that conversation with three titles, two MVPs this early in his career. And he's already started to modify his game and add this like intelligence that he didn't seem to need in the past because he would just break defenses. But last year and this year, you saw a maturation that felt like he added, and I know we say game manager like it's an insult. I'd like to remove that pejorative and say that he's added that game manager to his repertoire in a way that seems really impressive, where he knows when it's time to dial up the risk profile.
Well, it just occurs to me as we're having this conversation, to remind everyone, Damian Woody, you played with Tom Brady at the very beginning of his career. You won the first of his two Super Bowls with him together. You were on that offensive line, so part of his offensive unit, everything else. When you think back to him then, and we see what Mahomes is doing now, where do you see the comparisons and the differences?
Not even close. It's not even close. I mean, think about this. Patrick Mahomes' first year as a starter throws for 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns in his first year as a starter. Remember now, at the beginning of our dynasty, we were more known for our defense. Absolutely. Think about it. Jeff played against us, you know, during those times, Brady Manning. We were more mostly known for our defense early on and running the football. And then Brady grew into what we know him now. Okay, Patrick Mahomes is just, like, we've never seen anything like this as far as a young quarterback coming in the league and doing the things that Patrick Mahomes is doing.
Not even close. I'm with you 100%. Listen, and playing with Manning and playing against Brady and all those, and as these guys' careers, to your point, when they hit about 30,
right,
that's really when you saw their games really elevate. We're talking about what this dude has done, and he's 28. Like, he's what like career numbers for is already done in his first six seasons, not seven, because the first one he didn't really play. So in six seasons, what this guy has been able to do It's magnificent. I mean, it's a ton of fun to watch. I mean, it's just, it's incredible to see what this guy's capable of doing. And
I think the thing that also jumps out to me is they've made some decisions in the front office that seem quite clear that they are going to ask Patrick Mahomes to carry. And I know we often talk about this, and Dan and I disagree often about which quarterbacks deserve to be paid and don't deserve to be paid. But this is the argument for Dan being right. Is I'll pay you whatever you want if you make everybody everybody around you. So like the tackles are having issues in this game. Patrick starts stepping up, and that then makes life easier for the tackles because the defensive ends are afraid to rush as aggressively as they have. Like he has an answer to help out everyone.
And as someone who understands quarterback play better than anyone I know.
I like that, though.
No. But you understand it.
Sure.
No one else could ever do it, but you understand it. The confluence of circumstances, it feels like. I mean, he's a guy who admitted when he came out of college, he didn't know how to read defenses.
Yeah.
He has talked about that openly. The way he's been coached, what has been put around him. I mean, Andy Reid, look, Mahomes gets the majority of the credit for Mahomes being Mahomes. But the circumstances, Andy Reid, perfect the coaching, storm. All it is the perfect storm.
So when he came into the league, he was a physical phenom. Right now he's a savant.
Yeah.
He's transitioned into a savant. I talked about some of the motions. Really, another thing last night is some of the checks that Patrick makes at the line of scrimmage. That's when I talk about savant. Okay, 48 seconds left. It's 3rd and 2. San Francisco has 8 guys up at the line of scrimmage. Watch what Patrick does. He's anticipating edge pressures, okay? So he's going to change the play. He's going to take Kelce in that bunch at the bottom screen. You guys run picks towards the middle of the field. We've seen this play a ton in the NFL. McKinnon's going to start on his left. Bluff block the edge pressure and dip out. We've seen this play basically by everybody. That is a check at the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 2, first down. They go kick the field goal.
Final minute of overtime, yeah.
How about this one? 3rd and 6. This is overtime. You see the double linebackers, okay? He's going to tell the center, you go left. McKinnon, you block the guy on the right. Jeff, you know this. He's leaving the safety for himself.
Yep.
He knows the off corner at the bottom of the screen is not going to be able to contest with Rashee Rice on a shallow cross. Drifts from it, and the ball placement's perfect, and it also allows Kelce to set a pick.
Yep.
Again, people may overlook those plays.
Yeah.
Both third downs. Both got to have it situations, and it's not the runaround, oh my gosh, jaw-dropping play. It's the mind knowing exactly what to get to with
the most impressive part is that evolution that he's had in the game, and it's understanding when to make these changes. And I think through the course of this game and through the course of this season, when you're this good and you know you're playing for championships, he's waiting for moments and he's waiting for situations. He's watching what they do, and he's like, all right, through the first three and a half quarters, you've shown me everything on your play sheet, Steve Wilks. Mm-hmm. All right, I see it again. All right. And they've talked about it at halftime. They talked about lean up. All right, they give us this again. Yeah. I'll check you to that. And he has that control.
And to give credit to his defense, I was just doing the math as you were pointing it out. In their 4 playoff wins this year, his defense gave up an average of 15.7 points per game, and that includes 3 in an overtime game. So,
and they're playing like the number 2, number 3, and number 4 ranked offenses in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
It is a team win, but the best player reigns supreme. In the meantime, if anyone is hungry, we are going to serve up a little special Super Bowl edition of pancakes this morning. Jeff has them ready. Danny brought the syrup from Vegas. We're handing them out.
Let's go.
Yes.
Get it.
Let's go. Don, you're dead on.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by ESPN Bet. Pancakes is one of our favorite things.
So let me show you how we're going to get this thing started. We back, baby! Bam, bam, bam. We got to eat them up. That's how we start this off.
Let's go.
It's a thing of beauty.
Dominique Foxworth just spanked pancakes on here.
We are back! Can we do one more pick?
All right, here we go!
Oh, yeah!
Go ahead, fellas.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, we're cranking this thing up. How about this? You're in the Super Bowl. It's just your first drive. You better go. John Feliciano, show him what you're about, my man. Has a pull, the guard pulling, sticks him. Hey, fit.
Oh!
Dragging skulls on the grass this early, 12 minutes left in the first quarter. This is what we do when we talk about my man not getting used enough. This is what we're talking about right here. Get behind these big boys. Go put your hat down. Dumping people. Guess what? Early in the game, somebody received it. Early on, you got to love it. Now, this is my favorite part. It's one. You're getting a head drug right there. Give it to them. That's the thing of beauty.
Okay. Yeah, get one cake.
There we go. Nice aim, by the way. Nice aim right there.
Is it quite a bit?
Yeah!
Let me just tell you.
Let's go!
This is on the wrong side.
Yeah!
Right? It's on the wrong side. And never in my life did I ever think I would say that my man Trent Williams received it, but he did. And just for all you clowns out there, they say I'm all about offense. I did show this play right here. Somebody might have swept the leg on Tripley, but making no excuses. But this right here, boys.
Two pancakes.
Oh, my word. Two pancakes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Pour one out for my man Trent right there. Yes, that should not happen.
It should not happen.
That should not happen. I don't even like that. We should have deleted that. Delete this feed. Finally, hey, Creed Humphrey. Talk about one of the best centers in the game. That's the best linebacker in the game. Catching him, running him, and dumping him. My man, Fred Warner. Hey, listen, Pacheco getting that thing in. Nice block. Hey, Warner received it late in the game. I like this, though. The speed, getting out there, putting it on him, and finish him. That's tough to do, y'all. That's the best one in the game. That's a great finish. That's three takes for my man right there, Creed Humphrey.
No one would appreciate this more than you would a fellow offensive lineman. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Jeff got me so hungry right now, and he sat him down. That's what I'm talking about. Big offensive lineman sat him down, baby.
This is like a dream combination for Dane and Woody.
Oh, yeah.
It's good blocks.
Yeah.
And it's pancakes. That's a great combination. All right.
No.
So, again, I did it again.
You don't do that.
Well, you know my big takeaway? You said dragging
skulls. Wait a minute. You did it again?
Is he eating
again? You did it again.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, no. Look at Creed.
I just offered to order him some. I literally said I'll order you some.
I haven't ate since yesterday morning.
Oh,
boy, that's really disturbing.
That really is.
Someone keep an eye on Molly's shoes. That's the next stop. All right, anyway, where are we next? Oh, Mahomes. What an incredible Super Bowl win. Are they going to three-peat? Here he was last night.
You're good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to celebrate at the parade, and then I'm going to do whatever I can to be back in this game next year and trying to go for that three-peat. I think Tom said it best, is once you win that championship and you have those parades and you get those rings, you're not the champ anymore. You have to come back with that same mentality, and that's my mindset, is I'm going to celebrate with my guys because of how we've done this, but then we're going to work our way to get back to this game next year.
So you know what no one has ever done? No one in the Super Bowl era has ever won three consecutive Super Bowls. They did it back in the days when these were NFL championships. We showed you earlier, this is the youngest defense ever to win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is 28. In theory, he should be entering his prime. I mean, are we looking at something closer to the beginning than the end of this?
It feels like it. We've been talking about how he's added new pieces to his game. And Dan, I thought used a perfect word earlier, said he's now a savant. When he came in, he was doing things that we hadn't seen before physically, but he didn't fully understand the game, and it didn't matter. But now, when they're losing pieces here and there, they have to pay him. The offense gets a little weaker. He's using parts of his brain and manipulating defenses and becoming more of a coordinator, which we've seen happen to all the great ones, where you see Peyton take control of offense. You see Brady take control of offense. He's doing it already at 28 after he's already won two MVPs and three Super Bowls.
When he first came into the NFL, the old school saying of the elite quarterbacks makes everybody else around them better, I didn't necessarily agree with, because it was such a spread out game. And I was like, it's really the pieces that elevate the quarterbacks. He's changed my mind on my stance on that saying. He is the second quarterback I feel like I've ever witnessed truly make others around him better. Tom Brady was the first one. And then Patrick has now become that. I don't know how many teams have won the Super Bowl when they led the NFL in drops, they led the NFL in offensive penalties, and they didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver.
Unbelievable.
It actually is worth, because we were talking about this a moment ago, is this the most impressive Super Bowl run any team has ever gone on? If you just start counting the ways, they beat Josh Allen on the road, MVP candidate. They beat Lamar Jackson on the road. He was the MVP. They beat San Francisco, who was the number one seed from the other side, with McCaffrey, who was right up there in the MVP voting and everything else. I'm not sure how much more challenging of a road, of a path to a championship you could have.
Well, think about this. They're 2-3 in December. I know I was here right after Christmas, and we're sitting here. We're like, hey, are they done? And everybody's like, man, yeah. I mean, you know, they fought the good one. They look tired. They don't look the team. And then all of a sudden, you know, they flip the switch. I said this, like the Eagles turn the switch off. They flip the switch on, and all of a sudden, everything became different. And it has been, you know, miraculous as too, but it has been an insane, it has been an insane run for them to win this thing.
I know Woody wanted to jump in. We called their game a couple times this year. Every single time, Patrick, Andy Reid, everybody would say, if we just clean up the mistakes, we could beat anybody in the NFL. Yeah. To your point, Christmas, it's like, yeah, but you guys aren't.
You're right.
The mistakes aren't going away. To their credit, they cleaned those up, and then they got to play to their best for 4 or 5 weeks.
D-Wood, you won championships. You know how hard it is to repeat, to go back to back. I mean, they've done it here, so they've overcome that. Now, again, they will try to become the first team ever to win 3 straight Super Bowls.
Only thing that can derail them is health. Honestly, we were talking about this in the meetings. Like, they're at that point now where guys are going to actively try to get to Kansas City.
That's exactly
like when
right.
you have a quarterback as great as Patrick Mahomes is. Like, there'll be free agents that they'll look at comparable deals and be like, "Nah, I'll take a little bit less just to go play with that guy."
Yeah.
Because I won a championship. I think that's the stratosphere that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are.
So I think it's the best Super Bowl run of them. Yes.
Yes.
And I think it's the start of them going on a run if. We praise Patrick. They win the Super Bowl because of their defense.
Yep. Yeah.
That has to be said.
Yeah.
They got to keep Chris Jones.
Yeah.
That he's a free agent.
Yeah.
I think they could win it again if they keep Chris.
Oh, you better. I mean, you don't want to go face him. That dude is a different – like you said, he stopped 3 touchdowns last night. Last night. In any big – we talk about people stepping up in big games. Go back and look at all the Chiefs' big games. This dude steps up and makes plays.
The play he makes against Josh Allen goes a long way towards winning that game in Buffalo 3
great
weeks
point.
Ago.
Yep.
The game he makes last night in the overtime goes a long way towards
winning.
It's
unreal.
The Super Bowl, he had that in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, the first time these teams played each other. He's as valuable as anybody to their teams. All right, obviously the coverage and conversation continue here with First Take. Is Mahomes now the GOAT? Did Shanahan make a huge mistake? It's Molly, it's Stephen A., it's Shannon. Dan will be there too. First Take, top of the hour on ESPN. Get Up is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. Women's college hoops tonight. Juju Watkins, nation's second leading scorer. Number 10, USC taking on Arizona. Coverage 9 Eastern on ESPN2. Outstanding morning by everybody here. Again, our thanks to Dan, who jumps on that red eye after the game every single year. And the only way we go out on these Mondays. You got jokes.
I got two. It, you know, a lot of Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl champion, the dad bod this year.
Yeah.
It's not a dad bod. It's a father figure.
Okay.
I like that.
Halftime, I thought the halftime show was fantastic.
Sure,
you know, once I actually wrote a song about a tortilla myself.
What was it called?
Actually, it was more of a rap.
Oh, no. The first one is so good.
You on point with the first one.
The first one was so good.
Now.